This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
An attack attached to him. And when he tells me, do I do? You're like a rock. And may Allah make us this. Ya Rabbi Ameen. We have the young lady. Look at that. MashaAllah. And how old are you, my friend? Stand up. Come on. How old are you?
Eight.
Ouch. Eight. God knows what at the age what I was doing. Bismillah. I can't hear you, my dear.
I want to be a scholar like you, but
ouch.
I don't know some tips to become one, so
okay. This is that answer, the whole idea. If you didn't hear the question, she said, I want to be a scholar like you. May Allah make me better than what you think of me. And may He forgive what you don't know about me. But that's the point. You want someone to look at you. You know the influencers these days? Everybody wants to be an influencer, right? The question is, what influence you are doing? So you want to be a person, a woman, people look at you, including men, and especially young boys, and say, I want to be like her. And better be her is what pleased him and what brings goodness to this life. This is how it is, my beauty. Number one, you really wanted. And number two, and that's very important, it's hard work and a lot of sacrifice, like everything else in life. It doesn't come free of charge. I used to joke with my teachers when I was studying Islamic studies, especially when I was studying Islamic inheritance. They all know, the class all know this word. And I used to say, this is way harder than OBGYN. And I said, delivering 10 babies is much easier because it's so complicated and all numbers. So number two is hard work. Number three, which is actually number one, but to you I'm putting it, you will not do it by yourself. He will help you. You have to ask him. May you give or you turn your back to him. You don't want to be a proper Muslim woman. This is too hard. I want to be like everybody else. Fine, go and do it. That's what Allah is saying. And then he will remove you or me or us and bring other people. They will be not like us. They will be better. So you wanted, you're going to put the effort and you will work and never give up. It's not an easy road like most of the things in this life. Two, ask him, keep asking him, and don't worry about what people say. I can't tell you how many people made fun of me. You're an OBGYN, why do you want to study Islamic studies? How much they pay you?
Allah.
Honestly, I heard this in my ears. Nobody will hire you, you're a woman. Don't worry. It's him who will send the job. And it's him who is going to send you the money, not anybody else. And may Allah make you. Where is your mom? May Allah take care of this young lady. I mean it. It's like when Imam Malik looked at Imam Shafi'i, his two famous scholars in the Muslims. One was the teacher of the other, and the other was very young. He was like 8 or 9. He looked at him, and he said, إِنِّي أَنْ أَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ قَذَفَ فِي قَلْبِكَ نُورًا فَلَا تُطْفِئُهُ بِظُلْمَةِ الْمَعَاصِي. He looked at him and says, young boy, I see that God have thrown in your heart a light. Don't extinguish it by sins. Don't give her a phone. And if she wants one, call me. I really mean it. You know, let her grow like we did. Let her play outside. Let her enjoy nature. Yeah, right? And let her feel it. And give her books that will... This is true. She's not saying this to please me. No, I don't think so. Second time I meet her. She wanted that. Give it to her. We have a lot of teachers, physicians. We have all the other professions, but we have very few scholars, women, and we need that in this day and age. I'll make special dua for you. Yes. Please. Yes, bismillah.
As-salamu alaykum.
Aykum salam.
Surah Duha has affected me a lot, but when I'm trying to do something for the poor or needy, there is a feeling that, is it hypocrisy? Like, is it just because in this phase of life, as you know, I'm doing it?
You do, okay. So basically the question is, without going to the details, because I know what she's referring to. So when you do a good deed because you're in big trouble, is that a good deed? Or you're doing it because? The because is the answer. Are you doing it for him? And because he told me, if you do a good deed or you're charitable or you give money, then I will make your life easier, that's fine. Absolutely. And this is one of the ways shaitan come to you, so you don't do a good deed. But if you are doing it, somebody asked this question here, says, why me? Right? You know what I say? So when he made you healthy, why you? So the people are sitting in the hospitals and having all these diseases. Why me? I'm healthy. The people who are blind, why us are sick? Because he is the wise and he is the just. I just don't see it. So absolutely keep doing it, right? And keep saying this is for you, Ya Allah. It's only for you. Yes, please. Alaykum as-salam.
My name is Hannah.
Okay.
And I wanted to ask you what strategy you have when you're praying and suddenly you get distracted or a thought or remembering or have to do something.
Okay, so did everybody heard the question? Dollar question. How can you focus in your prayer? Ya Allah. As I think it was Sayyidina Ali who said, if I know one unit in my salah was accepted, not accepted, meaning fully the way he wanted, let me die right now. This is very difficult. I wouldn't say impossible, but it's very difficult. One of the most beautiful answers to this question I got from one of my teachers, and he said the following, and it was a man actually. He said, what you are outside salah, outside the prayer, you are inside the prayer. The only thing changes is your direction. So if I am always connected with him, I am, come in, I'm just going to say Allahu Akbar and start praying. I'm still with him. But if I am distracted all the time, and then I think when I'm going to say Allahu Akbar, the switch is going to be turned off, it's not going to happen. That's number one. Practically remove the distractions. Don't pray and the phone is in front of you. And guess what happens? Nobody calls you unless when you start saying Allahu Akbar. Do you have this? Always. Hospitals call me the moment I say Allahu Akbar. I was like, Ya Rabbi. And then don't pray when there is a lot of distractions on the wall. Or if you are cooking and the thing in the middle, don't pray. This is actually well known. Either you turn it off or finish and then you go and pray. Preferably turn it off. Yeah. But the idea is remove distractions. Ask Allah. What I personally have seen, when I am connected with his book, my prayer is much better. When I spend time with a good company, or if I am alone and reflecting on his creation, then my prayer is much better. When I am distracted, the prayer is a struggle. And alhamdulillah, yani alhamdulillah, because he is so merciful. He does not take me accountable about how much concentration I have. Otherwise, we are all gone. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ It's not coming to me, but the meaning is not they are distracted from inside salah, they are distracted outside salah. Yani you don't remember, but not when you are inside. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْد Otherwise we're gone. All of us. Alhamdulillah, he's merciful. Subhana. Yes, please. Alaykum salam. I can't hear you, Habib. I'm a little bit shy. Bismillah. Allah, she accepted Islam 2 years ago, and you are shy. And you are shy. I'm jealous of you, you know that. No, I really mean it. You know why? And I mean it. And this is to everybody in this room. You need to go and find a revert or a convert, whatever you want to call, and make them your friend. You know why? Not because they need you. You need them. Yes, and definitely they need you also. But you know what? You will find and you will start knowing the blessings Allah gave you. And what is the problem? You have nothing. Your mother wants you to pray. Your father wants you to be a good Muslim. They, all the struggle they go with. I had one story yesterday with you. Yes. So the question.
Sometimes I need to learn
Okay. So this is actually is not a revert issue. This is all of us issue. Where do I start? I want to study. Where do I start? What do they teach us when in year one? Go to any Islamic university and see what do they teach you year one, the basics. Meaning, for you as a revert, there's two things you have to start. Who is he? What we call ta'aqidah, the creed. Who is he? Who do we believe? We believe in who? You are going to tell me Allah. If I'm going to ask you who's Allah, you're going to give me all the 99 names, and then you stop. Well, that's just superficial. You need to learn who's he. That's number one. And number two is, how do I worship him? Right? I can't worship him the way I want. So these are the basics. And this is actually the first thing reverts. Alhamdulillah, in the States, and I'm sure also in the UK, we have almost every Sunday classes for new Muslims or those who are thinking of becoming a Muslim. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Basic. Basic, basic, basic. Like a baby. Like how do we teach our children? Honestly, and you're not, but that, how much you know? Like a baby. And some Muslims, even in this room, believe me, they will know minimum. Start. Don't push yourself too hard because you'll fail. Take it easy. I always tell people, you don't get a PhD after 1 year after high school. No. You have to go through BA and master's and then PhD. Why? Because that's how we are created, graduality. And everything you learn, practice. Whatever it is small, and this is for everybody. Unless you practice, Allahu Akbar, unless you practice, it's not going to change. Nothing will change. You start practicing, you will change. And don't give up. That's third. Because it's not easy. I and us, we're going against the current. I dress differently. I practice differently. I speak differently, right? How many times do you feel a stranger? Show me hands. طُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى. That's what he said. Looking at me. I look different. That's fine. That's fine. So this is how it is. Don't give up. It's going to be obstacles. It's going to be hardship, absolutely. And if there isn't, I was like, really? No. But that's okay. This is life. Everything has obstacles. You want to be a mother? You get pregnant, how difficult. And then when you give a baby, Allah, right? And then when you raise them up, or your career, everything is, you put efforts in it. Nothing. We say this in the United States, very common. There's no free lunch in this country. That's how they always tell you. Yeah, which is true. Nothing comes free. And the same thing here. But the beauty you will see as you go deeper and deeper, as an individual, don't worry about the people around you. You as an individual, you feel so much peace that nothing else will give you. Nothing else. May Allah make you strong. Ya Rabbi Ami. Nobody from the up there? I think we are discriminating. I think we're taking everybody here. And what about those? I can't see you. This light's in my eyes, so please forgive me. But that's okay. I can hear them. Bismillah. Alaykum as-salam. Two questions. Bismillah.
Why you wear hijab?
Do I wear hijab?
Yeah.
Why do I wear hijab? Yes. One simple question. One simple answer. I said it. It's one of the short clips that's almost went viral. Because he said so. He told me. Done.
And the story behind it?
Why did I wear it?
Yes.
No need for that. Okay. She knows.
Second,
okay.
A second question is, does God need our prayer?
Does Allah need my salah? Absolutely not. Yeah. But who needs it?
Me.
Thank you. Right? ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما. What Allah will get from punishing me if you only are grateful and believe. And Allah said in this hadith Qudsi, you probably all know, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم, if the first person with the last person, all the humans and all the jinns all get together and became the most obedient human to Allah, nothing in his domain will increase. And if everybody is the opposite, nothing in his domain. The obedience, the way I practice is for me. It's for me with him. And this is what you need to change, the way you look at your relationship with Allah. It's not a one-way ticket. I remember him when I need him, or I'm scared, I don't want to go to the hellfire. Don't do that. I don't know where I am going to end or where you will end. But do it because he deserves it. created you and me, gave you everything. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. He made all this earth so you and me live comfortable. You don't think of this way. How did you come here? The car, the street, the air condition, the beauty. Who did that? Yeah, there's people build it. But who did that? He made it for you and me to live comfortable. He doesn't need that. He doesn't need for me to be comfortable because he's generous. What he expects from me, a simple thank you. If you do it, okay. You don't want to do it, don't do it. Actually, last question?
Actually, she told me I have to tell her the story later. So
that's fine, inshallah. Nothing is exciting. It's the usual stories. Okay.
Okay, we'll take one more question in the middle.
As-salamu
alaykum. Alaykum as-salam. I can't see you, my dear. Yes, bismillah.
First of all, thank you so much for this beautiful lecture. I hope you come back to Qatar.
Really inshallah.
So I have a question and then a sub-question. So my question is, I'm trying to, like you said, like we can have fun and intended for it to be for the sake of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because I'm just trying nowadays to do that, is it fine if I like forget to do it before the act, before the action?
You forget what?
If I forgot to like put an intention, like a niyyah.
Okay, already. So
before the action, so if I do.
Okay, so intention, and I'm just gonna, please forgive me because of the sake of the time. So intention is crucial in this religion. There's two things crucial in everything you do: why and how, including getting married, having children, going to college, stop working. You want to work. You want to do this project. You don't want to do this project. Is why and how, and in Islam there is only why is for His sake. And how, the way it pleases him, the way the Rasul, the Prophet, peace be upon him, taught me. Excuse me, I don't have to say it every single time. But when do I need to say it? When I start seeing people, for example. I came in here today, I flew, I came to Qatar and everything. And guess what? I come and sit here and no one shows up. Zero. If I get upset, then this is not for him. This is for me. I came and they did not, whatever, whatever, whatever. The opposite is true. You all came, oh, she's coming and we're going to listen to whatever. And guess what? I don't show up. If you get upset, you're not here for Allah. You're here for me. That's basically it. Oops. Don't worry, that's my phone. So here you go. Intention is for him. You don't have to say it every single minute. But when it changes in you, you bring yourself back. He said, you did it for him. And has to be something that he is pleased with. Can't do intention for haram things, for things that is forbidden. There's no intention. The intention does not change forbidden thing to a good thing. It does not. Yes.
Can I ask that question?
Sure.
So do you have, because I heard that the Sahaba were one of the most people that collected and like made nawaya before doing a certain action. So do you have like a certain book that could help us like for like daily normal tasks?
I wouldn't say this way, but definitely try to find more than one intention to get more reward. And I think also there's a small clip about that. And I give an example when a woman changed the diaper. Because we don't think a diaper is a good action. We hate it. And we wish somebody else, honestly, right? You don't look at it as it's an act of worship. How is that? Right? Number one is why you're changing the diaper. Because you want your child to be clean, right? And cleanliness is part of faith. One. When does the child cry? When the diaper is wet or unclean. So the child is sad. You change the diaper and then the child starts smiling. You made a human being happy. That's a good deed. Right? Third, what is the child for you? It's a trust Allah gave you. And you're taking care of the trust. That's three. Simple. Period. So everything you do in your daily life, you cook, you clean. Like I was taught this when I go and see a patient. Same thing. But don't expect anything from a human being. If they said, thank you, jazakillahu khair, alhamdulillah. I'm happy. If they didn't, I'm also happy. And I will end up with this word. Sincerity to Allah is when it is the same. When people praise you and they don't. When people think you are the best person or they think you're the worst. When people make you hear all these beautiful words or people start saying all the negative. When you, especially when you post something, this is really a good example. When you post something, we all look at the comments, don't we? And you're so happy when people are like, wow, all this. If you get upset when someone put a negative comment, that's not for him. You need to look at your intention. جزاكم الله خير. May Allah reward you. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا. جزاكم الله خير. You're really a good audience. That many women and was so quiet. Right?